From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A new study finds that South Florida perhaps cannot blame the rest of the world for salt water seeping into its groundwater. WLRN's Elaine Chen explains.
The U.S. Geological Survey in Broward County looked at historic data from Pompano Beach from 1900 to 2005. The study considered several factors leading to saltwater intrusion, including sea level rise. Michael Zignerski of Broward County co-authored the study.
We saw that the major contributor that caused the saltwater front to move the most was wellfield withdrawals.
In other words, pumping out a lot of fresh water from our underground aquifer was the biggest factor for saltwater intrusion. But sea level rise exacerbated the effects of overpumping. Zignerski explains that it's not just simple addition.
If you saw that pumping caused a 2-foot movement in the saltwater interface and sea level rise caused a 1-foot movement separately, when you have both factors occurring simultaneously, the effect doesn't total 3 foot, but can actually double to something more like 6 foot.
Zignerski emphasized that they do not know yet how applicable these findings are to the rest of South Florida. Pompano Beach sits at a relatively higher elevation than some parts of Broward County. I'm Elaine Chen in Miami.
South Florida officials are urging residents to prepare for the upcoming hurricane season. U.S. Representatives Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Frederica Wilson are joining National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration officials in Miami today. They'll be discussing the roles of government agencies before, during, and after major storms. Federal forecasters predict, and we're crossing our fingers as we say this, a slower than usual Atlantic hurricane season this year, with 8 to 13 named tropical storms and 3 to 6 hurricanes. The 6-month storm season begins this coming Sunday, June 1st. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.